Feedy pitched his proposal to school board members last week. The $600,000-a-year contract would employ 100 new TFA teachers annually to the district's poorest schools over the next 3 years. The plan would provide support services for up to 200 TFA members a year.
The services within the contract support the first year incoming 100 and the 100 that's going into the second year.
The Teach for America program recruits college graduates without education degrees and provides them with a 5-week crash course in education in exchange for a 2-year commitment to teaching in low-income schools. Duval County has been recruiting teachers for TFA yearly since 2008 and currently employs just over 200 TFA members. Up until now, money was provided to the district through the federal Race to the Top grants and private funding. Next year, the federal grant program expires. Under Vitti's proposal, starting next year, the district would pay 20% of the new contract and the rest would come through private funding. The $1.8 million plan was met with questions and concerns from several board members during Tuesday's workshop, including school board chairwoman Becky Couch.
Let's say that some candidates appear to be better from not TFA. How does that impact our contract when we're saying we're going to hire a certain number of candidates for TFA?
District 4 school board member Paula Wright also questioned the plan. Wright says the money proposed might be better spent on non-TFA teachers.
Well, I think that we need to look at how we utilize our dollars and if more of our dollars could be spent for professional development for those people who have declared they really want to be teachers and they're going to be around.
Vitti says it's important to note that the district invests about $350,000 a year on direct support for new teachers not in the TFA program and millions on reading and math coaches for first and second year teachers all around.
I don't think it's a question of a cost. I think it should go back to the conversation of human capital. One of many human capital strategies for hard-to-staff schools.
And teacher attrition is a problem all around in Duval County, says Trey Czar, president of Jacksonville Public Education Fund. A study released by the group last spring found that nearly half of the district's new teachers leave within the first 5 years.
We struggle with teacher retention in Duval County for all teachers, Teach for America and non-Teach for America teachers alike. And I think that in general, one of the things that our organization has been really pushing the district on is to figure out how can you retain your best teachers.
A national study by researchers at Harvard and the University of Connecticut found that about 28% of TFA teachers are still teaching by their fifth year. TFA was not able to provide regionally specific retention data beyond 3 years in time for this broadcast, but said that nearly 86% of local alumni continue to do work related to education. School board members say they plan to revisit the proposed agreement during the regular school board meeting next month. Rayma Thompson, WJCT News.